Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 10, the final episode of the year of 2023. 2023 is done. Oh my God. This is wild. This is the final episode of the year. Only episode 10. Again, watch the last video. It explains what happened this year for me. It's been a weird year, like I said, dealing with some health stuff and, just trying to, the entire year was just funky. And so, yeah, that's why you only got 10 episodes this year. Fear not, season 4 will continue next year. Yeah, we're gonna stay on top of it. I was looking over my podcast list. I have the rest of the episodes lined out for this season. And then, of course, season 5 already. We're not even into season 5 yet, but we have a ton of other episodes we got to go through there as well. I'm not sure how many episodes we're going to do this season for season 4, but we're going to definitely get out there and do it. So there's a lot more content to come. All right, so like I said, I really went into the hardships of this year in the last episode, and I feel like it only makes sense to end this year with this episode, Building a Resilient Business in Challenging Times. Okay, like I said, business is wonky. I lost a lot of business this year due to situations, change in leadership. It's always circumstantial, never due to it's never due to performance. Thank God. I've never lost a job to performance. But building a business during resilient times sucks because we're just sitting here like, is this going to work? I don't even know. And so, the funny thing that happened with me when I ended the last part of the podcast with me taking off and growing. And like, okay, I'm here, I'm doing this, let's do it. And so I'll pick up where I left off in the last episode. So yes, I did get my client out of Dallas. She gave me a bunch of money, get this started, get going, thrive. I got another big client from another friend of mine that I knew with my first job. Then I got another one. So I had like 3 clients going this time. And it was so crazy and so awesome and nuts, right? Well, it was, I think I got all this, December 2019. Does everyone remember where you were December 2019? What was coming around the corner next? Bonkers, man. Bonkers. The things that we've gone through in the past couple of years is insane. I fully can't wrap my head around all of that. But I had lined up everything to work out perfectly. I was so happy because when we got into the year of 2020, the last show that I booked was PowCon in Brooklyn. So I had the In Space team go out to Brooklyn and do this show. And it was fun. Like, I thank God, because I was thinking, if I work for this crazy chick, I'm never going to be able to like take off for the show. The show starts on Saturday. I'd have to leave Friday. Yeah. Fly out of San Diego Friday. Do the show Saturday, Sunday. I would have to jump on a plane Sunday night to get back to San Diego in time for work the next day. It was going to be bonkers. There was no way I was going to take that day off for Friday because I had to have all this notice and stuff. Like, it wasn't going to work. But thank God I didn't have that job anymore. I can just do what I wanted to do. So that's the good thing about becoming your own business owner. You can kind of all your shots. However, I did see a post the other day. It was like, I quit my 9-to-5 to work 24/7, which is true. I spent a lot of time working on the business, like constantly working on the business. It's insane, but I'm happy. I don't look fantastic. I look perfect. I was, again, like I said, go watch the, or watch or listen to the last episode. But at 27, I looked 47. I look sad. I look tired. I look frumpy. I look so unhealthy. And now I feel like I'm glowing and happy. I'm a little tired today, but on the whole grand scheme of things, I am perfectly content with who I am and what I'm doing, even though this year sucked. 2023 was one of those years that just, I look at my vision board and I don't share my vision board with people because I don't want people to know what's in my head. I literally don't. I think a vision board is very private. It's something that only the people that come in and, well, I only have a few people that come into this office, but very few people see that thing. And so I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, wow, it was so centered around things I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of New York in there, obviously. I went to New York. And how many times did I go? This year, just once? Twice. Perhaps it's three. But, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, some things were accomplished, some weren't. And I'm just like, okay, we'll get there. But in the grand scheme of things, it was okay. We didn't crash and burn. So business is just that. You gotta keep going. Unfortunately, that's just the nature of the beast. I feel as if, you know, there are times in a business where you're just sitting here like, what the fuck did I sign up for? And same with me. As we pick up, yes, I did take the Power Rangers in Space to Brooklyn. Okay. It was a good show. It was really a good way to come out strong. Like, yes, this is me. This is MDMC. We're killing it. We're doing trips. Like, yay. And then March comes along, 2020, and we all have COVID. Like, the COVID thing hits, and it just blows everyone into chaos. And for good reason. There's a lot of businesses that were not digitally capable of withstanding this type of craziness at this time. They were just like, what? I don't, like, my business can't do this. Like, a lot of restaurants were not prepared to be on Grubhub or Uber Eats or have a digital menu. A lot of these businesses folded because they didn't know what to do when when no one can come into your restaurant. Or a lot of businesses couldn't get the word out that they were open. People weren't in their cars driving around because no one wanted to be out and about. And so I think for me personally, I was in the great place at a great time. And I know that sounds horrible, but I was helping companies get into the digital space, get their bearings and get their content out, get what they needed done. Okay. And so, yes, it was horrible for some businesses, but it was lucrative for me. People needed my help. So I was at the right place at the right time, and I was working, which was fantastic. Every day was kind of like Groundhog Day, but at least we were alive, we were well, we were healthy. We would take a lot of walks outside because we do everything else. And, you know, we were keeping it going. You know, we were doing things at least, you know, to keep us, you know, healthy, you know, in a situation like that. But, you know, we had a ton of downtime to work on the business. And I thought for me, I mean, I'm one of those people, first of all, I don't like to leave the house that often because I always say it's too expensive outside. I always end up spending $100. And that is true. I do hate it. I don't want to do this anymore. But I told my husband, I was like, it's better that we're here. We save some money, work in the business, thrive. I think that was the year we launched Authentics. It was really easy to toy hunt at that time because a lot of people weren't toy hunting it at the beginning. Then it got crazy because then a lot of the hunters were out. It was hard to get stuff, but we were, and that's when we launched Authentics. We did, we were working on a lot of things. But luckily for me, I was at the right place at the right time, was doing what I needed to do. 20 and 21, those are still like the COVID years, but they were still very lucrative for us. 22 was my best year. I love 22. I had a fun time in 22. But, and then 23 kind of just crashed. I have this this theory that for I can go really solid for 3 years and then I have an off year. And then I bounce back up 3 years downhill. 3 years downhill, 3 years down. It's weird. I don't know why that is my thing. I have no clue. But December, I've always said, were my lucky months because this is the time of year that people reevaluate their business, reevaluate their teams, and like, I need to hire somebody else to do this, this, and that. And so I usually get phone calls around this time, like, hey, you know, we've been seeing your stuff online. You're doing really great. Can you help us with our stuff? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I went to an event yesterday. I handed out a bunch of business cards. I'm like, hey, you know, it looks like you need help a little bit. You know, we can definitely help you and we can probably work something out. Okay, cool. And so, you know, you have to have your business cards on hand at all times. I do. They're always in my wallet. They're always in my purse. They're in my big purse, my work purse that I carry around everywhere. But to build a business during a resilient time is difficult. It's crazy. And so I always tell people, like, look, if business isn't popping, you have nothing going on, this is the time that you need to build it, to work on things that you don't necessarily work on all the time because you're too busy working on clients or something else or whatever, right? And so, like, this year, because we had such a wonky year with clients doing different things and, you know, we were down a few clients, I was like, all right, the intern team, not as big as this semester. I think I have 3 interns and 2 employees. Last year, I only had 2 interns and 1 employee. I was like, that's all we can do because we have nothing else going on. And so it worked for us though. We worked on the blogs. We haven't, you know, I say this a lot. Your website needs to have fresh content. And how can I say this, but I preach it, but don't do it myself. So I was like, let's get these kids writing blogs. Let's get these kids doing this. Let's get these kids doing that. Let's focus on authentic. Let's work on, you know, MNMC talent. Let's work on all of these bits and pieces that we need to work on. And that's what we did. We, you know, the first half of the year, of course, was out because I was out with, you know, my illnesses and stuff, but I bounced back. But, you know, that first half, I was like, we should really work on this, this, and this. And we did. And, you know, this is the fine time. And I always said this, that, you know, not myself, I agreed with it. My friend / client out in Dallas, she said, it's a weird year for me too. And she's like, this is a prep year because once we hit 24, we're going to be like busy. And I was like, oh man, I hope so. Because I don't know how long I can hold on like this. Like, this is weird for me to be like this. And I had a couple other things going on too that just kind of made it seem even weirder. And I'm just like, you know, I don't really know. I don't know what to say about this. And so, we just took it in stride. It's a prep year. So I had all these interns working on different things. I had, you know, poor Eddie working on all these other things. And we were just building. And that's what you need to do. And especially during challenging times, because I know what it's like to not have the money flowing and you rolling around in it. You know, it's like, well, shit, what do I do? So the point of that is to keep going. Keep going. Improve on your posts, make more video content. Like, you have to keep rolling. And I mentioned in the last video, Project 23, which will be launching next week. It's not an MDMC product, it's actually a product of my own. But nonetheless, like, Project 23, I was like, this is a huge project I've been working on for 2 years. I'm like, let's bring it to life. Like, I have nothing else going on. Let me build it. And I did. So I worked on that. I worked on some of my speaking stuff because now, you know, I'm doing business speaking and motivational speaking. So, you know, it's important to work on things that you know will generate money later. If this is an off year like it was for us, then this is the time you work on things that will bring you money or also find a way to network. Try to find a way to get new leads. I try and do that everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I'm like, hey, you need help? Hey, you need this? You need that? And I will. And I'll sit there and talk to people and kind of see what they're going about with things. And so for me personally, I think, well, now, because I'm 4 years into this full time, going into the fifth year, again, like I said last video, business is not a straight line of growth. It is all over the place. I want it to be up, 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 up. I was up, 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 and then I went crashed. Not so much of a crash. It was a light. It was like, oops, oops, oops. I didn't crash too hard, but nonetheless, it was one of those things that just kind of happened. But nonetheless, I think that, you know, I'm not going to sit here and cry. I'm not going to be sitting here and be like, it's over. We can't. And again, like I said in the last video, I feel like the universe does things for a reason. I'm like, all right, when I lose something, I will gain something. I'm not sure where the universe will drop it, but it will come. And like I said, I probably sit on that far too much. And I probably need to be more productive and move it along faster. Because it's one of those things that just, I know something's coming. I know, I have faith that everything's going to be okay. Why? I have no clue. I have no freaking clue. But that's just where I am. That's where I think. That's where I am. I'm like, I know it's going to happen. I know, you know, it's coming. Let me prepare. And that's exactly what I do. I will sit here and prepare and prepare and prepare. And luckily for me, I have been able to kind of combat that. And in a way that, you know, it's funky. I don't know. I sit here, I think I sit too much on the idea of faith versus the idea of doing. And, you know, I know I need to get off that, but, you know, there are just times where I'm just going to be like, yeah, we should work on this. Yeah, we should work. We've got nothing else going on. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. And I will. And let me tell you, I do have to tell you this right now. Oh, I almost just lost myself. Oh my goodness. That has never happened. I've never kicked myself out of a live before. Anyway. What was I saying? I will sit here and I will just make a list of things that we need to do. Like, for example, in my planner, you know, I don't know. Now that we're going into the new year, I don't know how everyone does their own thing, but this planner saved my life. I think that in previous years with all the interns and everything, I was like, dude, all you guys have to like write out your stuff. Like, how are the college kids doing it these days? And they're like, we have the internet. Like, okay, but you don't physically feel the need to write stuff down. They're like, no. I said, this must be an age thing, or this must be something that I've done in the past that has just helped me be more productive. But I get a planner and write stuff down. Like, I have all these notes of things. Well, this is probably 23 stuff. But I have notes of things that I need to get done. And so when things get bad and, you know, it's a challenging time, I write out everything I want my company to be. And I will look at other companies out there. I'm like, all right, what are they doing? What am I not doing? What do I need to be doing? And I will look, and I love competitive research. Competitive research is one of those things that I will, especially when I get a new client, I'm like, well, let's see what they're doing over there. And I will look and see, and I'm like, we need to do that, we need to do that, we need to do that. And it's just one of those things that I'm just like constantly, constantly looking at. And I really want to make sure that I am better than everybody. I've been a competitive person for a very long time. Like, it is just something that is ingrained in my system. And it's just, it's always going to be that way. I will never stop being competitive. Speaking of which, I got to check my rings. I'm competitive with someone right now. it's one of those things. That's just how I am. I love it. Will do everything I can to be better than somebody else. It just goes way back. But let me tell you, I couldn't be this competitive without a little edge. Okay, now, how do you start your mornings? Like, seriously, how do you start your mornings? Like, I feel like every entrepreneur has something that they do that makes them feel or makes them just overall have a better day than the rest. Does anyone do that besides me? Okay, well, let me tell you, I'm an avid coffee drinker, but as of late, I have actually been trying to work really hard on myself. I think, you know, 2023, when I started this year, was all about being healthy and really working on myself and my whole being, right? So I came across this really good drink. My God, it has changed my mornings. It's called Magic Mind. I have been taking this for the past couple of days, and I have felt such a shift. And especially during this time, I know you guys are listening to this in between Christmas and New Year, so you probably don't want to be productive right now. But if you're an entrepreneur like me, and you are, doesn't matter what time of year it is, you have to get stuff done. Like myself, I will relax on Christmas Eve and Christmas, New Year's Eve and New Year's. But during the rest of those days, I got stuff to do. So I came across Magic Mind. And let me tell you, this has been, it's a productivity shot. It's subtly sweet. It boosts my energy and my focus. I crush all of my procrastination and I elevate my mental clarity, which is stuff I need help with. I feel like I'm very scatterbrained, especially during this time of year. I feel like my whole head is five steps ahead and my body is five steps behind. Like, it's just not, we're not synced, right? And so I have a really hard time concentrating and getting focused and getting everything that I need done. Especially I need the energy to do all of these things. Like, in my head, yes, it sounds great in theory, but physically, maybe not. This little elixir has just helped put that extra pep in my step. I don't know why or what, but let me tell you, it is magic, just like it says in the name, Magic Mind. So I've actually completely just cut out the coffee altogether. I started drinking these green shots in the mornings and I love them. They help me so much by getting me in the right state of mind and to help me have a productive day. And like, they're so little, like I take these on the go. I was running late, of course, one morning, and I knew I had these in the fridge. I was like, I gotta go. I gotta go. And I'm thinking, what can I do to like get me going? And I remembered I had these in there. I was like, taking this and going. My husband's like, that's all you're gonna take. I said, that's all I need. I'm in the car. I'm answering text messages through my car, and I'm just drinking this as I go. And I love the taste of it. It scares me sometimes when the drink is green. I'm like, please don't taste like grass. Please don't taste weird. But it doesn't. It has the neurotropics for focus. It has matcha for the energy. It has adaptogens for the for me to have less stress, and tons of vitamins for immunity. I can taste the matcha, and I also actually kind of taste a little bit of, like, and I don't even know if it's in here, but I taste the grapefruit juice. I don't know. It's just, it's sweet. It's good. I love it. I cannot believe I just found this. This is my life now. I'm telling you, you have to try it. Of course, we have matcha and tons of really good and natural ingredients in here. And I just absolutely love what this does. So you have to try it. Don't sleep on this. So go hit up magicmind.com/MDMC and get, if you want to try it, get 20% off and use my code MDMC20. Now, if you want to try the subscription, try it now, because you will end up getting at least 50% off if you use my code. So definitely give that a try. And don't forget, if you have a Sprouts farmer's market near you, definitely go buy. They're going to be having these bottles in the store. It's going to be launching in January. So if, for all the people that don't have a Sprouts nearby you, because I know Sprouts is like, there's not some in every location, definitely use my code. I'm going to have all this information in the description below, and crush your new year with Magic Mind. I can't wait. I'm so thrilled. I'm so glad I found this. It's amazing. But anyway, let's get back to the productivity of just working in challenging times. I just feel that in most cases, you have to really bring out that list, especially now that you're going into the new year. Write out this list. Make it a point to make sure that you want to accomplish what you want to accomplish, and then start doing it. The worst thing that you can do for your business is flat out stop. You can't afford to stop. You have to be productive and you have to keep going, because you never know where that lead is going to come from. And you could be working on something that somebody saw and they're like, hey, I really like what you're doing here. Can you do that for me? And they will. You know, like, you have so much capability and so much power in your pocket that you have no idea what you're capable of. And so in this case, this is definitely the time to button up all of those issues, plot them on a piece of paper, and go for it. There's no reason for you not to go for it. And so I definitely agree. I think even if, you know, you have some things that are a little bit wonky and not necessarily helping and happening for you, this is the time to do so. You have to get it done. So, you know, I don't know. I hear it across the board from business owners that this year was weird. This was a challenging year for a lot of us. And it was. There's, you know, but you can't help that. There's only so much you can do. And, you know, a lot of people say it's the economy. It's a lot of businesses scaling back. A lot of businesses don't want to do this, this, and this. And that's fine. You know, you have to make those decisions based on, you know, based on your financials, on your budgets, on everything. So if you do have to scale back, you have to scale back. And so I don't necessarily blame those businesses that had to do that to make sure they were going to be okay for the next year. It happens. It's a trend, I think. It definitely was a trend this year for people to do that. But it's not one that sticks around forever, you know. And like I said, business can come and go. It's for me personally, I was like, you know what, this is a time of year to work on other streams of income, and I know of other ways I could bring more money into the business. I'm going to focus on that for a minute. I'm going to have my team, I plotted down everything I want done for the company this year. This is what we're working on. You guys go do it. And then me on this side was like, this is where my focus is. I need to come up with other streams of income so that I can have this income feed into here. Right? Like, it only makes sense. If you have means to do so, make it happen. But you have to plot it. You have to really sit there and think, like, what else are we good at? Is it time for us to branch off and, you know, create other things here like we did here? Not everyone can do this. I mean, I just happen to be so lucky that I could. But is there something in your business that you can focus on that could bring in that money? You know, a lot of people will sit there and kind of try to see if that would work. And, you know, some people can, some people can't. Maybe they're just like, nope, got to do this, this, and this. So also as business owners, you know, we know that it is extremely hard to sit here and not grow, not work, you know, none of that. We know that we have to constantly keep learning. Is there something in your industry that you don't know how to do? Or maybe something that you want to add to the business, but you're not sure how to? So we never stop learning. You know, there are so many things out there. There's so many courses, certifications, classes. There are so many things that we could be doing to help us grow and help us learn more. You know, like I said, school never stops. Knowledge never stops. Especially for us who are in the marketing industry, there is always stuff coming out that we need to learn and we need to know so that we can implement it into our clients' systems. And sometimes it's like, yeah, I should probably learn how to do that because the client needs to do that. I just got on to my interns. They didn't know how to do something. I'm like, do you guys not do this on your own? They're like, no. Why would we? I'm like, because you're going to go into the marketing industry. You need to know how to do this because your next boss is going to ask you to do this. And you're like, oh, I didn't learn that my internship. What am I going to do? That's why you need to learn it. And so I got onto them hard the other day. I was like, no, no, no. Just because you don't do it doesn't mean you don't need to learn it. You need to learn it, period. And they're like, oh shit, maybe you're right. Yeah, you're right. Of course I'm right. And so that's why, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, there's, you know, unfortunately for this year, Project 23 that I'm launching next week, there is a lot that needs to happen for this. I still have some things before we launch. These next couple days are going to be hectic for me. But there was something else I did want to implement into this year. Unfortunately, I didn't make it, which will then be another Project 24. There's two projects for Project 24 next year. And of course, I named these after the year. So today, this year is 23, Project 23. Next year's projects are Project 24. You can take the idea. It's cool. It's not a new thing. That's been out there for a while. Other people do that too. So yeah, I truly feel that you have to keep learning in order to grow. So if business is stagnant, make that list of things you need to do, grow it, do what you need to do, assign it, you know, delegate it, and then really focus on what's the next thing you can add to your business. Because what better way to grow your business by learning new things that you can implement into it? You know, the learning never stops, period. So I'm going to cut this episode short because I know we are headed into the new year festivities. This episode is going to be dropping, December 28th. You guys are definitely going to, either you listen to it now or later, it doesn't matter. But, you know, we're getting into the weekend and then the party mode will be on. I'm excited. I hope you guys have some resolutions for the new year. I know they're kind of corny, but not for me. I make goal lists all the time. I make a vision board. I'm almost done with my vision board this year. It's a little compact. It's quite a bit. But I know that I constantly throw those goals out there. As crazy as they are, it's always so good to write, you know, to actually put them somewhere visually. I know one of my my client friend, she's like, I write out my list. I was like, yeah, but I can't see that list every day. I need to be able to see it. I need to look at it every day and be like, what am I working towards? I'll put some crazy stuff on a board and then just kind of sit there and hope it happens. And then I save the boards. And it's always cool to go back and look at them and be like, oh, wow, I did this, and this. One of my speaking coaches likes to do that. What are you going to do in the next 3 years? I'm like, take over the world. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, really? Don't. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. Just trust me, go with it. But that's the thing. That's the thing. You just, your wildest hopes and dreams, throw it on a board somewhere that you see every day. I have my vision board here every day and I look at it. I'm like, man, I need to do that. I need to do that. I need to do that. There's a crazy dream right there on the left hand corner of my vision board. I'm like, I'm never gonna do that, but maybe I can. And I'm just like, you know what? It's going to happen. I'm just going to throw it there and see what happens. And when Jennifer was here, my client friend, she was like, why is that on there? I was like, because I'm going to make it happen one way or another. She's like, we can do that. She was like, we could probably rent one or put it as a timeshare. I was like, timeshare, we could do that. And there you go. Maybe next year, that one piece in the bottom left-hand corner will be a timeshare thing. I can just jump on when I want. So, yeah, it just... lots of hopes and dreams. I don't ever say don't dream. I had a boss tell me several years ago that I needed to grow up, that I needed to really grow up and just kind of get out of the dream world. I can't do that. I dream all the time. One thing that I've been trying to adapt even more is definitely more meditation. I need to meditate a lot more. I'm just kind of scatterbrained a lot. And so I feel like I told one of my friends when we were at a con, I was like, my head is like a internet browser. I have 20 tabs open all at one time, like I have right now. That's what my head looks like. And so I really need to meditate and focus and come back to earth, really just be grounded in my thinking, clear thinking. And then of course, journaling. I have one of my interns doing this right now. I have journal prompts that I find on Pinterest. And I'm like, put this on a spreadsheet so that I know what I'm going to write about. And so I have my journal. I just need to sit there and write it. I need to sit there and write out more things. You can actually manifest more if you write it out. So I'm going to be doing that this year as well. So I'm going to finish my vision board. I'm going to manifest. I'm going to meditate a little bit more. And I hope next year's a lot better. We have a couple of new clients that are starting with us soon, and hopefully the prospects we have out there will become our clients. I'm really excited. 24 has been in my head something I've been working very hard towards since the middle of this year. Again, this was a prep year, so I'm hoping that everything we prep for goes off without a hitch. So that's it. I wish you all a very happy new year. And please be safe, have fun, and don't forget to plot out all of your hopes and dreams and all of your business goals. So I will see you in the next year. Don't forget, we're still season 4 because we had a weird year. Season 4, episode 11 will drop. Not sure what week. One of the first top weeks of January. But nonetheless, I will see you very soon and have a wonderful holiday. And we appreciate you listening to us. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and of course, all the streaming sites. We'll see you next year. Bye.